Bam Guru. Hi, babe. It's Sharon calling. But if I call you, if you tell you, don't worry about nothing, baby. Keep your head up. Come see me soon. No matter what we face, we must face the moment of truth, baby.
Hi there everybody, and thank you for tuning in. This is Moments of Truth. My name is Rob. Hopefully I will be your trustworthy guide over the next series of episodes. If you're joining me from Hits 21, thank you so much for coming over from the main show, and thank you for trusting me to produce and run a podcast without Lizzie or Andy. If you're completely new here, then hi, welcome aboard. I'm really happy to be able to spend some time with you talking about something that I love. Just to explain a few things first, I wanted Moments of Truth to be a different kind of podcast from the ones I've done in the past. I normally listen to podcasts during the day. For that reason, I like to keep things light and breezy in my own shows, just to help listeners along when they might be looking after their house or trying to get along with their day. But I wanted Moments of Truth to be more suitable for late night listening. The reason for this change in atmosphere from my usual shows is that a lot of what this podcast is going to cover, I encountered, understood, and came to love in my late teens and early 20s, late at night, sat up on my laptop, listening to music until the witching hour. Those of us who have been night owls at some stage in our lives will know how different nighttime feels in comparison to daytime, and how the world seems like a different place in the absence of daylight. It's time that is ripe for learning something new in the stillness and the quiet. And hopefully this is what Moments of Truth becomes for those of you kind enough to sit with me for around the next hour. In a little more detail, Moments of Truth is a podcast about hip-hop and about rap music. More specifically, my love for the genre. Full disclosure, I am white and am from the northwest of England, and my upbringing was comfortable and entirely ordinary. And this means I could never be, and would never dream of being, a voice of authority on hip-hop. I'm not in an appropriate position to say what's good, what's bad, what's important, what isn't. So if you're like a hip-hop head and you take the genre really seriously, I will admit straight away up front that you are not likely to hear anything over the next few episodes that you haven't heard before. I'm not a teacher and I'm not a scholar. However, with that being said, hip-hop is something that hits me, and it hits me somewhere very deep. But the truth is, it is something I have had to learn to love, and this is what I hope to achieve with Moments of Truth. I wasn't raised on hip-hop. My family, they never banned it from the house, but I wasn't introduced to it from a young age either. It was something that I had to fall in love with on my own terms. I had to transport myself from the streets of Stockport, where I grew up, to the streets of South Central Los Angeles and back, and to Brooklyn and back. I've learned so much from hip-hop about class, about racism, about corruption, about family, about violence and friendship and community. The list is just endless. But I think that what I have learned more than anything is that a person can fall in love with hip-hop at any time in their life and at any age, and it's never too late. Like, you might need a bit of help just to take those first kind of baby steps, just to know where to look first. But it is possible. It doesn't matter where you're from, what your background is, or who you are. Hip-hop can reach you, and it's perfect for you. And help is the key word there. I fell in love with hip-hop on my own, but at vital points, there were people along the way who took my hand and helped me approach the genre. And I hope if you want your experience with hip-hop to be deeper or stronger than it currently is, that I can be that person for you. To that end, I have devised 9 different groups of 5 songs that I love with all my heart, depending on their subject matter and how each of them relate to something I've only learned about because hip-hop artists were there to teach me and to tell me about their experiences and their truth. And when I say truth, I don't mean to say that everything we'll be covering in these episodes is necessarily right or correct or to be recommended. You know, there is a difference between facts and the truth. To me, facts are objective things like statistics, numbers, data, but the truth is something else, something less tangible, something greater. It's personal, you know, it's subjective, based on feeling and experience and emotion. Across these episodes, we'll be exploring pride, optimism, defiance, family, romance, heartbreak, abuse, social decay, gangs, violence, women's rights, existentialism, religion, and so many other subjects, and how all of these things are the truth to whoever is living through them and telling us about them. And in this first episode, which is titled One Day You're Here, I'll be introducing you to some hip-hop tracks I love that very explicitly deal with death, how the artists feel about death and the role that mortality plays in their outlook on the world. Just to advise you, the versions of the songs I'm about to play will be uncensored. I think this is important. This isn't meant to be a difficult podcast to listen to by any means, but the word truth, I think, is crucial to it. It's in the name. And I feel like I would be diluting the truth of what these artists have to say for themselves if I was to tamper with their expressions in any way. It's not my truth, and it might not be yours, but it's the truth to somebody. The first track up this week comes from April 1996. This is a song that we covered in some form on Hits 21 in a previous episode. A lot of you will already likely know it because the song we covered on Hits 21 was a cover of this by British act Blazing Squad in August 2002. That version of this song reached number one on the UK charts. This original version did reach number eight. The first version of this song was written about this group's close friends who had all been killed or had passed on at a very young age, and then it was revamped and rewritten slightly after the death of the NWA's Eazy-E, who was a mentor to this group when they were first making their way in the industry. I'm always going to recommend that you pull up a lyric sheet for the song that I'm about to play, just so you can let the words live through you for a bit. I'd really recommend the lyric site Genius as a place to start, because it's been a wonderful guide for me during my journeys of discovery in hip-hop and stuff. With this song, I find it interesting that while this focuses on death, its keenest focus is actually sort of on the afterlife and the peace that they believe comes with the deep and dreamless sleep. And I've always been endeared to this song because these guys are not the most tuneful vocalists in the world, but it means that they are singing straight from the heart, with no frills and no polish. And let me know if you pick up on anything else, if this song ends up meaning something to you, whether you've heard it for the first time or only a couple of times. Just let me know. So, without further ado, the first song to bring us in on this very first episode of Moments of Truth, it is The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. Tell me what you're gonna do when judgment comes for you.
Bum, 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 bum.
She working on a plan to heaven. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise. Even though the devil's all up in my face, but he keeping me safe and in my place. Say grace to the gates we race. Without a change to face the judge, and against my soul will buzz. Grudge because there's no mercy for thugs. Ooh, what can I do? It's all about the family and how we grow. Can I get a witness? Let it unfold. We living our lives, we turn our soul. Hell, hell.
And we're praying, we're praying, we're praying, we're praying. place. Now follow me, Rosto. Weather is tell her it's 7. Come, let's go take a visit to the people that's long gone there.
While ladies, they're terrible.
It's steady creeping up on the family. Exactly how many days we got lasting? While you laughing, we're passing the way.
We gon' rest our souls, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know that forever got love in them both thugs, baby.
Let me be long gone. Really wish you could come home. But when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All a little thug could do was cry. Kill my dog. Yeah, man, I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. And he shouldn't be gone in front of his home. When they did, the boo was wrong. Pull the wrong. Gotta hold on, gotta stay strong. When it did comes, better believe on. Gotta show that you can lean on.
And we pray. Every day. And we pray. Every day.
See you at the crossroads.
In a hateful world,
sending me straight to hell.
We were living in a hateful world,
sending me straight to hell.
We were living in a hateful world,
sending me straight to hell.
We were. And I'm asking a good little
why you
sigh. He told me we lived
in time. What's up with that money, y'all? See, my bigger cousin was home. Somebody really, everybody wanna test the stuff. Give me sneeze instead of easy to fall. You know I've been sitting there cause he intended no that he didn't win any. Wanna come again and again. Now tell me what you gonna do.
Can somebody, anybody tell me why?
Hey,
can somebody, anybody tell me why? We die.
So
I don't wanna die.
Go wrong.
See you at the cross.
Ah, how lovely. It was so great to hear the original version of that again. No disrespect to the Blazing Squad lads, but it's just not the same, is it? It's time to move on to our second song this week, which is from September 1994. And this is the first track on the only album ever to be released by this group. One of this group's more prominent members made a much bigger name for himself as a solo artist. I mean, someone you might have heard of, it's Tupac Shakur. This group, formed in 1993, made one album that reached number 42 on the Billboard album chart and sold over 500,000 copies. They disbanded in 1995. While you're listening to this song, I would again encourage you to read through the lyrics to get in touch with the story, and I would really recommend paying attention to how each member of the group seems to feel about the prospect of death being very real, almost every day. Where they see their lives in 5 years' time from the moment of recording, and maybe think about how your experience in life relates to theirs or is different to theirs. It's also worth remembering what happened to Tupac just 2 years after this song was released. And if you can, why not tune your ears to the sound of the beautiful Isley Brothers sample from the song For the Love of You Part 1 and 2, which provides a really lovely melodic tune in the back, right in. And let me know how you feel. This is Bury Me a G by Thug Life. Being a G, it ain't no easy thing, because you can fuck around, get crossed, and get stuck in the game.
Reminiscing on my teens, a young G, getting paid off the dope fiends, fucking off cash that I make. Nigga, what's the sense of working hard if you never get to play? I'm hustling, staying out till it's dawn and coming home at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hands on my clock, eyes on the prize, finger on the trigger when a nigga ride. Shooting craps, busting niggas off the dough, pick my money off the floor. God bless the tray, fuck, stuck on food, drunk again. gym with a couple of friends. Say them thug life niggas be like major pimps. Sticking to the rules was a major sin. And if I die, let it be. But when they come for me, bury me a G. I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me a G. And I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me a G.
More trouble than the average. Just made 25 and I'm living like a savage. Being a dude ain't no easy thing, cause you can fuck around, get crossed, nigga stuck in the game. And for the rest of your life, you sit and reminisce. Wonder why I had to end like this. And to the G's, you can feel my pain. Till the motherfucker gets born again.
I was a gang kid, I'm not the nigga for playing games. I let my buckshot swing, but I pull the trigger on my gates. I'm on a rampage, making runs for the devil. Ain't nothing on my mind but getting in some trouble. I'm tired of buying double loves from the home. I'm fit to get a nigga from some punk or in some jewelry store. I get some fuck niggas out of luck when I bust. Put me to my death, but I'm a G to the enemy.
I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama, don't cry, bury me a G. I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't work with me. Mama don't cry, work with me.
I got nothing to lose, so I choose to be a killer. Went from banging to slanging, now I'm a dope dealer. All my life paid the price to be the boss. Back in school, wrote the rules, I'm getting tossed. Popping rocks on the block was a pastime. Pack a nine all the time, you wanna test mine. Don't cry, I'll die before they play me. From the cradle to the grave, bury me a G.
Kicking it with the homies in the hood, getting drunk, smoking blunts. My bitch said I'm no good. I give a fuck, I spend my time in a dope spot. Never had no time for no bitch, just slanging rocks. And buzzing caps on your punk ass marks. Fake ass G's, bitch niggas with no heart. I'm staying real till I'm 6 feet deep. So when a nigga gone, just bury me a G.
Ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking bitches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama don't cry, bury me a G. And I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking bitches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama don't cry, bury me a G.
Stuck on fool, Tangeray got a nigga high. Lord knows I don't need another DUI. I live a thug life, heartless hustler. It's cause I fuck, don't mean I trust her. Now my page is vibrating, can't sleep. So I'm mobbing to the hoes house, bumping eyes lit. Is it cool to fuck, is what I'm asking. Bitch recognize game and start laughing. Now I'm all in the guts of shit. Praying that a nigga don't nut too quick. Cause I fuck it, get up, I'll let you know. I'll be a 10-minute brother for a $2 hole. Lots of hoes get mad as shit. I let a chick be a chick, you can have that bitch. Cause I doubt if I change the game to motherfucker. Real niggas turn to busters, bury me a G.
I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on the motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama don't cry, bury me a G. Cause I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama don't cry, bury me a G.
Come on, say
I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama don't cry, bury me a G.
Say
I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches.
Make money, nigga.
Mama don't cry.
What's that thug life?
Cause I ain't got time for bitches.
Got a song.
Come on.
Okay, thank you to Thug Life for that. If you have any thoughts about any of the songs featured in today's episode, feel free to get in touch on Twitter. Of course, we're always at Hits21 UK on there, just the same as the main podcast, and feel free to send an email in to hits21podcast@gmail.com. If you want to check out the songs in this episode that are being sampled by the artist that we're covering, I will leave a little link to each song in the description, so enjoy the Isley Brothers. This next one is from 1993 and features someone we'll be coming back to later on in Moments of Truth. But for now, we're going to stick with the group he joined in 1989 and a song they recorded for their fourth studio album titled Till Death Do Us Part. The song we're about to cover was released as a single in the US, where it actually did very well. It got to number 40 on the Billboard charts. This is a song very explicitly about losing a friend to violence. The group were born and raised in the Fifth Ward, which is a district of Houston in Texas. Back in the late 80s and early 90s, it was a densely populated area compared to the rest of Houston, and was written about in some really horrible ways, but is unfortunately a place neglected by anyone with any power or any money or the ability to really make any big social decisions and changes. While you're listening to this, I'd just like to say that what really drew me in was the use of Easy by the Commodores, and how Easy Like Sunday Morning means one thing to Lionel Richie and something very different in this song to Scarface, Bushwick Bill and Big Mike, better known as the Ghetto Boys. This is 6 feet deep. Once I seen the casket closed, I knew that that was it.
There's far too many of you die.
June 28 was the date, 38 to the chest plate. Mommy dears crying at the wake, and everybody's dressed up in black suits, going to pay their last respects to the black troop. Why'd he have to die is the question that we're under, but everyone knows that every day's a different number. So when your time comes, just remember, G, you'll always have a place in this world as a memory. Especially my boys who passed away back in 92. Best believe that all the boys in the hood's got love for you. Wherever we go, wherever we be thinking of how we hung in the club smoking and drinking. Never missing out on a hood fight, cause every day back in the hood we had a good fight. Everything has changed and people are looking lonely. It's gonna be strange spending New Year's Eve without your homie. But ain't much that we can do except pour brew throughout the crew to make sure we all remember you. And believe me, it hurts to see the boy you broke bread with 6 feet in the dirt. Dirt.
Another homie got smoked, but it's no surprise. Everybody's tripping cause the boy was too young to die. A sad sight to see my homie take his last breath. Everybody's tripping cause they can't accept my homie's death. Another killing was reported on the evening news. Somebody's brother got kicked behind a pair of shoes. In the midst of all this shit, I think about myself, wondering when somebody's gonna try to take me off the shelf. But I refuse to be another violent casualty. So when I'm rolling, I pack my pistol grip beside my knee. Cause on the city streets today, a brother just can't win. When the people you think are your friends really ain't your friends. And Bushwick can't sleep when everybody around me keeps falling 6 feet deep.
As deep inside of everybody grows as they approach to see the body before the casket closed. The person standing next to me, it snapped a flick. Once I seen the casket closed, I knew that that was it. The whole entire family spoke on his defense. The choir sung our songs to make us reminisce. And during all the singing, I broke down myself when I looked and seen the family that my partner left. And then the choir broke into its final song, thinking to myself the worst is yet to come. Everyone was headed for the final flight as we creeped along the gravel on the burial site.
The director said his words and there was not a sound. As they lowered my little pot of toast inside the ground, everybody dropped their flowers on the coffin top. And then the worker lowered the concrete block, and that's deep. Homies died, a lot of mothers cry. I watch tears fall down from their eyes. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to take the chance. They chose the music, so they had to dance. Couldn't tell them nothing was a player, had to have it. Got caught up in the game, now my boy's in the casket. And everybody's looking for somebody else to blame. Ashamed to let his mother know that he was in the game. We used to kick it on the Ave at night, coming up, trying to have the finer things in life. But now my boy's gone, I wish he was at home. I wish he wouldn't have never fell victim to the clone. So when I drink a brew for you, I pull some on the block, son. You might be gone, but you damn sure ain't forgotten. So remember, whenever or wherever, dead or alive, real partners come together, and you know that.
If you're listening to this on a Sunday, then I hope it's going okay for you. Feel free to get in touch, let me know where you're listening, how you're listening. I want to know. Next up is one that really takes me back and means an awful lot to me personally. 11, nearly 12 years ago, when I was 18, I left my hometown of Stockport, moved 7 or 8 miles up the road into Manchester, which felt like a big city when I was 18. I kind of lived in the north of the city centre, and I went to Salford University, and every day I had lectures or classes or just band practice, and I used to take the 35 to 40 minute walk over from Ancoats area over to Chapel Street in Salford and the Adelphi building. And whenever I did that walk, I had this next artist's album in my ears all the time. I started university in September 2012 and I moved to Manchester the month that this song and the album it's from came out. I'd listened to the first half of the record on the way there and the second half on the way home. And whenever this song came on towards the end of the album, I used to stand there and think about how the city I lived in was 1,000 miles away from the city of Compton that this artist had hailed from and many other artists before him. At the time, hip-hop was something I was just beginning to get really serious about, and I credit this artist and this record, his major label debut, with encouraging me to keep coming back, to learn more, to read more lyrics, and to understand that my truth and their truth were two very different things, but still resonated with each other across the Atlantic. This is a very long song, the full version hits 12 minutes, but because time is sort of the essence here, I'll just play the first portion of the song, which comes in at just over 6 minutes. Even in the shorter version of this song, it still manages to observe death and react to death in ways I hadn't yet heard as a relatively ignorant teenager. This is track 10 from Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar, and the song is Sing About Me, Dying of Thirst, and we're just going to play the Sing About Me section. Sometimes I look in a mirror and ask myself, am I really scared of passing away?
When the lights shut off and it's my turn to settle down, my main concern, promise that you will sing about me, promise that you will sing about me. I said when the lights shut off and it's my turn to settle down, my main concern, promise that you will sing about me, promise that you will sing about me.
I woke up this morning and figured I'd call you in case I'm not here tomorrow. I'm hoping that I can borrow a piece of mind. I'm behind on what's really important. My mind is really distorted. I find nothing but trouble in my life. I'm fortunate you believe in a dream. This orphanage we call a ghetto is quite a routine. And last night was just another distraction or a reaction of what we consider madness. I know exactly what happened. You ran outside when you heard my brother cry for help. Held him like a newborn baby and made him feel like everything was alright in a fight he tried to put up, but the type of bullet that stuck had went against his will. Last blood spill on your hands, my plan's rather vindictive. Everybody's a victim in my eyes. When I ride, it's a murderous rhythm, and outside became pitch black. A demon glued to my back, whispering, get him, I got him, and I ain't give a fuck. That same mentality I told my brother not to duck. In actuality, it's a trip how we trip off of colors. I wonder if I ever discover a passion like you and recover the life that I knew as a youngin' in pajamas and thunderlons. When thunder comes, it rains cats and dogs dumb. Niggas like me never prosper. Prognosis of a problem child, I'm proud and well devoted. This Pyru shit been in me forever. So forever, I'ma push it wherever, whenever. And I love you cause you love my brother like you did. Just promise me you tell this story when you make it big. And if I die before your album drop, I hope.
Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the light shut off, then it's my turn to settle down. My main concern. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
You wrote a song about my sister on your tape and called it Section 80. The message resembled Brenda's got a baby. What's crazy was I was hearing about it, but doubted your ignorance. How could you ever just put her on blast and shit, judging her past and shit? Well, it's completely my future. Her nigga behind me right now asking for ass and shit. And I'ma need that $40, even if I gotta fuck, suck, and swallow. In the parking lot, Gonzalez Park, I'm followed by a merry man and father of three. My titties bounce on the cadence of his tingling keys. Matter of fact, he my favorite, cause he tipped me with ease. He got a cousin named David, and I seen him last week. This is the life of another girl damaged by the system. These foster homes, I run away and never do miss them. See my hormones just run away, and if I can get them back to where they used to be, then I'd probably be in the denim of a family gene that show women how to be woman. Or better yet, a leader. You need her to learn something, then you probably need to beat her. That's how I was taught. Three niggas in one room. First time I was tossed, and I'm exhausted. But fuck that, sorry for your lost shit. My sister died in vain, but what point are you trying to gain? If you can't fit the pumps, I walk in, I'll wait. Your rebuttal a little too late, and if you have an album date, just make sure I'm not in the song, cause I don't need the attention, bring enough of that on my own. And matter of fact, did I mention that I physically feel great? A doctor's approval is a waste of time, I know I'm straight. I probably live longer than you and never fade away. I'll never fade away, I'll never fade away. I know my fate, and I'm on the ground for this cake. I'ma get it or die trying. I'm eyeing every male gender with intentions of buying. You lying to these motherfuckers talking about you can help them with my story.
It's my turn to settle down, my main concern. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the light shut off, then it's my turn to settle down, my main concern. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and ask myself, am I really scared of passing away? If it's today, I hope I hear a cry out from heaven so loud it can water down a demon with the Holy Ghost till it drown in the blood of Jesus. I wrote some raps that made sure that my lifeline reeking the scent of a reaper, ensuring that my allegiance with the other side may come soon. And if I'm doomed, may the wound of my mother be blessed for many moons. I suffer a lot, and every day that glass mirror get tougher to watch. I tie my stomach in knots, and I'm not sure why I'm infatuated with death. My imagination is surely an aggravation of threats that can come about, cause the tongue is mighty powerful, and I can name a list of your favorites that probably vouch. Maybe cause I'm a dreamer and sleep is the cousin of death. Really stuck in the scheme of wondering when I'ma rest. And you're right, your brother was a brother to me, and your sister's situation was the one that put me in a direction to speak on something that's realer than the TV screen. By any means, wasn't trying to offend or come between her personal life. I was like, you need to be told. Cursing the life of 20 generations at the hurt soul. Exactly what'd happen if I ain't continue you rapping or steady being distracted by money, drugs, and four fives. I count lives all on these songs. Look at the weak and cry. Pray one day you be strong, fighting for your rights, even when you're wrong. And hope that at least one of you think about me when I'm gone. Am I worth it? Did I put enough work in?
Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me. I said when the light shut off, it's my turn to settle down, my main concerned. Promise that you will sing about me. Promise that you will sing about me.
That was such a nice trip down memory lane for me, and I hope that if you are completely new to this, that in 11 or 12 years time you look back on this moment and remember where you found Good Kid, Mad City, or Sing About Me, or Kendrick Lamar, or a love of hip hop that was just waiting to be released. Last up on this first episode is a song that gave this first episode its title of One Day You're Here. This song comes from July 1996. Shortly before his death, Tupac Shakur was handed a copy of the album that this song is from, which is called Riding Dirty, and was hugely impressed by this next song in particular. The group performing it were from Port Arthur in Texas, and they were a huge part of the southern hip-hop scene in the 90s. The group consists of two members, who are Pimp C and Bun B. It was around 2012, when I was 18 actually, that I was introduced to Bun B via Killer Mike's album from that year, which was R.A.P. Music. This song is up last because I think it's the emotional core of the episode, and it sums up a lot of what we've explored today. This feeling that death is always sudden and unexpected, even when you are taught and raised to anticipate its coming from the moment you're born, and it also proves that no amount of preparation can be done to cope with grief. But it's not just about grief through death, this song. It's also about grief that comes from watching your friends go to prison and knowing that you're not going to see them for years and years. You grieve the space that they leave behind, whether they're still in this world or not. The backing is yet another Isley Brothers track. This time it's Ain't I Been Good to You, parts 1 and 2. And I would highly encourage you to seek that track out, not just because it's, you know, so wonderful, but also to compare how the phrase, "One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone," is used so differently in both tracks, in the Isley Brothers track and this track, which is One Day by UGK, known as the Underground Kings. My mama's only son, but I'm living every day like it's my last one.
Well, 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 well. Hello, baby. Fool, one day you here, and then you're gone.
So I start selling crack cocaine and codeine. Time to stack some paper, I gotta do it quick. Thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga in they mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Clock next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on, it's a trip you're here today. But the next day you're gone.
One day you're
one day you're here,
baby, and then you're gone.
Baby, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here. gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby.
You're gone.
And then you're gone.
This world we living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with dubs of hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Box died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting the devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
I'm up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke two sweets and stole these chickens, 4 o'clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder, smoker on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shife, so I look shife back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga down at 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy son away? Man, if you got kids, show them you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here and baby, the next day they gone.
Thank you so much for joining me for this first episode. There are going to be a handful more in the future where we will be covering different topics by different artists. This podcast was born because I found myself listening to hip-hop tracks that made me feel a certain way. Melancholic, wistful, sad, nostalgic. And I realised that I had compiled enough to make the show. And I hope it's a great journey for you. That's it for now, and I'll hopefully see you soon. So, bye-bye.